And we're live now with the first episode of the Heathen Cast. Are we excited?
Ooh,
oh, my gosh. All right. What is the Heathen Cast? No one knows yet because it hasn't come into existence until this very moment.
Legends born.
Someone check the time. 6:04. We're going to check that birth chart later.
6:04.
6:04. Mark it. All right. Well, the Heathen Cast, what are we? Well, the Heathen Cast is the first podcast being created under the Heathen House umbrella and by Persephonic Media. We're very excited to bring our first one forward. There will be more, so stay tuned. Heathen House is a group of artists, it's a group of makers, it's a couple businesses, many businesses all coming together to make magic together in a warehouse in Tucson, Arizona. It's hot here right now.
It's very hot. It's getting hotter.
It's a bit warm.
It's getting hotter. It's extra hot right now.
Yesterday was like the hottest day of the year. And it feels appropriate that yesterday was also the hot gay summer hoedown.
It was really hot.
You didn't get that on camera.
The hoedown was hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So what did we do last night, friends?
Oh, man. So many things.
What didn't we do?
What didn't we do is a better question. We were roping.
We were dancing.
We
were boot scooting.
Hoedown, throwdown.
The hoedown, throwdown did not play at any point, which is good because I don't think I could have done it.
We did your bootstrap.
Austin, truck bring down. Austin by Dasha. We did. We did line dance to that.
So good. Yeah.
So we throw a lot of fun parties. That was the second party we've thrown here in this space. We threw the masquerade in March, and we're here to just chat about what that experience was like and how much fun we had. And this is the first bit of the Heathen Cast. I like the name Heathen Cast because it's like a podcast, obviously, but there's such a huge cast of characters we have within Heathen House. And it's time to introduce our podcast listeners to some of these characters.
Yeah. More people will always be coming in and
popping in and out. This is a fraction of the team.
I'm super excited about this because I feel like all of us get the question, like, what is the heathenry? And that's such an expansive answer.
There are so many answers to that question, depending on who you ask.
Well, the fact is everyone's answer. What's your answer?
We're a bunch of fucking heathens. It's pretty straightforward in my opinion.
What is a heathen to you? This is the interview questions I've been asking everyone.
Me. Okay, so
Wait. Who are you?
Who are you?
Just kidding.
Who is she?
My name's Rose, Tarot by Rose 333. I'm a Reiki master, practitioner, teacher, and tarot reader local to Tucson.
What are your pronouns?
She, her, and I host the sound baths here at Monsoon Mystics in Heathen House and at the Heathenry. To me, what it means to be a heathen is to liberate yourself from, you know, the relational and social standards of the patriarchy and of, you know, the culture of living in a post-colonial society. It's to free yourself completely from that, leave your ego at the door, and to be fully immersed in a relationship with what it means to be free in your sense of expression and to delve deeper into love.
So it's a cult.
Sounds like a cult.
We need a ticker.
Don't
for how
take
many times
my
we
word
use the word
for
cult.
It.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So we've had two so far.
On the screen, it'll start popping up.
That's awesome. Kids. And Rose, you couldn't make it to the hoedown last night.
Couldn't make it to the hoedown last night.
You are a busy mama, business owner, incredibly accomplished and talented person. From what you witnessed from the outside.
Oh my God.
How was the FOMO? How bad was the FOMO?
What are three words you would use to describe what went on?
Okay, so I loved it. It was really giving like MTV's golden age of reality TV, but incredibly queer, which obviously we love, we need. And I loved that aspect of like the getting the bits and pieces of everybody's like perspective. And so I think that Heathen Cast is going to be incredible for, you know, maybe you're antisocial. Maybe you're like, you know, somebody who enjoys media. Like I love media. I love watching media. And so it was really fun to witness and watch and see, you know, what was going down and how much fun everybody was having. It looked like y'all were having the time of your lives. And I was so happy for all of you. I was just like rooting you on from my couch in my pajamas.
Thank you, Rose.
So, Thank you. It was fun. It was fun.
We want to pass over to Head Heathen Wolf. Introductions. Who are you? What do you do here? What was your favorite part of the hoedown?
All right. I'm Wolf. I'm the head heathen at the Heathenry. I'm the guy that gives you unsolicited nature facts when you come in to buy a gift for somebody. The one telling you all about the bones, giving you the bones.
The bone, daddy.
What's the Heathenry?
The Heathenry is a curiosity shop. It's a natural history space. It's really focused on a love and a passion for nature, both living and deceased. That's what I would say the Heathenry is. But the Heathenry has expanded exponentially. And it has taken on a new life. It has many pieces, as Rose was kind of implying. There, depending on who you ask, it's a lot of different things. The Heathenry was the like birth giver of Heathen House. And
like
Heathen
the
House
flagship almost. Hmm? Flagship. Like the flagship store.
For sure. It was the flagship store of Heathen House. And then, you know, partnered with Monsoon Mystics to make Heathen House really what it is. But Heathen House is the collective unit of all of the makers and people who put on the actual events here and the stuff that happens and all of the workshops and things. And yeah.
Wolf, what are your pronouns?
He, they.
He, they. What a heathen. It's a pun. And what was your favorite part about the hoedown last night?
So many parts. So many parts. When that woman handed me a horse.
A what?
If you weren't here, you missed it.
I was there and I think I missed that.
When one of the burlesque dancers handed me her horse. Gave me her
was
speed.
Was that Foxy? Yeah. Foxy.
Alabaster?
Foxy Alabaster?
Oh, God. We need to
I'm going to shout out. I've got it. I've got it. I know I've got it in here. So Foxy hands you a horse. Foxy Alabaster.
And
two
then
X's
what happened?
On Instagram.
Yeah. Hand me a horse. Yeehaw.
Foxy was a handful.
The performances were amazing. Everyone knows I'm a sucker for the performances. The dancing, watching everyone line dance was a hoot. Watching you teach line dancing was a hoot.
I've never taught line dancing in my life.
The roping. Roping cattle. Everybody was out roping cows last night. Just real good cowpoke stuff, you know. I really wanted there to be a mechanical bull. This time we didn't make it happen. Who can say for the future?
Don't tease us like that.
Still in the works.
Wolf always threatening us with a good time. Wolf's threatening but raucous and jovial aura.
You can always count on me to take the fun too far.
Amen.
This is why we love you.
Amen. So sounds like there were performers last night.
Yeah.
There was a whole burlesque show. How many performers did we have in total?
We had four performers in total and the fabulous kitten, Ellie Fury. Yeah.
So good.
All put on by Gogo Von Strange.
Gogo.
The one and only.
A burlesque icon themselves.
There's a lot of burlesque in
There's a lot of burlesque in Tucson.
We're
blessed. We're blessed. That was bad.
I am jumping so many questions ahead and we'll circle back to this, but I would love to get some of our burlesque girlies and burlesque other folks on here to chat with us.
If you want to be on here and you're a burlesque folks, call us, DM us. DMs.
Wolf was making a little
do you remember
phone
does anyone remember these phones sound. When phones used to look like
gesture
this?
For the listeners.
How old are you, Wolf?
So old.
I still do the phone call like this. Apparently a Gen Z does it.
Yeah.
Like this. Flat hand against the ear because it's your iPhone.
As the Gen Z representative here.
Is it Gen A instead? Gen A?
I think so.
Gen Alpha?
I don't resonate with. I've never seen that in the wild.
It doesn't resonate. I am also a
Hello.
Gen Zer.
I am answering my phone with my hand flat.
This does feel like something a high school student would do right now, though.
Yes.
So,
I think Gen A is the way to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really be,
Gen
I'm
A.
sure they're doing that.
Okay, as the resident Gen Z folk here. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
So, hi, my name is Abel. I am one of the currently two tattoo artists here at the Heathenry and the extension of the Heathenry, the parlor, which is part of the space that we host these marvelous parties in.
Where we're sitting right now. We're in the parlor. We're sitting
right now. It's like the most like, I don't know. It's like one of the best like mood vibe places you can go in Tucson, honestly, at least that I've found.
Vibey as heck.
Vibey as heck. The vibes are here and it's like mellow, but it's also like mystical and like kind of intense because we do have a lot of like, taxidermy and like
dead things
around, but it's like in such a like cool and nature loving and respectful way. So I feel like there's a lot that's brought to the table in these spaces. My pronouns are he, him. I'm just a little guy running around, and I am running around most of the time.
True. It's the Gemini placements.
It's the Gemini placements. What can we say? They got us going.
What was your favorite part about the hoedown last night? I got to say, your outfit was one of my favorite parts. Incredible.
Did you win best dressed?
I did not participate in Best Dress because I had to give the people an opportunity to win.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been fair.
No, it wouldn't have been
fair. I think you may have won most chest.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
We're going to have to post some fit pics on the Heathen Cast Instagram, at the Heathen Cast.
The fit pics will be coming. That is for sure.
Fit pics.
They are
freaks.
Fit for consumption, not for all ages, though.
Raunchy. What was your favorite part?
Yeah, my favorite part was I honestly like the outfits was a
was
huge
being the hottest person there. And you didn't hear
that
it
was a
from
stiff
him.
Competition though. For being the hottest person there.
There was really, really stiff competition. I wouldn't say that myself because there were so many wonderfully accoutrementated people at the event.
It was a universal tie.
Yeah.
Just like hottest
really universal
there.
Tie.
Biased.
But I would say outside of the outfits, I always love a good opportunity to dance and have a really good fun time with other queer people, whether that's led by a really fun instructor or just like freestyling it. So I think that was probably my favorite part was that.
One of my favorite things about Abel is that Abel will dance at karaoke night with me.
Yes.
When Rose is here, Rose will dance too. The three of us will cut a rug in the back at karaoke night.
We'll get to karaoke night in a second
because we have one more heathen sitting here who has not introduced themselves.
Hi. Hannah. I'm the bartender. Last night I was the tavern wench. I feel like
saloon girl
vibe. Yeah, which I love. Yeah, I work for Mini Bar at the MSA Annex. I've helped curate several cocktail pop-ups here in town, and now working here at the Heathenry to do mocktail bars. So I also have a background in metaphysical arts and astrology, so combining all of those things to make really tasty, unique drinks.
I call Hannah the mocktail magician.
That's real.
Because we, truthfully, pre-experiencing the mocktails, there was a lot of hesitation. There was a lot of hesitation on, like, are people going to want these? Is it going to be good? It doesn't have alcohol. Everyone loves alcohol. And then it has so far, all of your drinks have so far exceeded my expectations, and they all have such incredible flavors. I'm never going to get over the Palo Santo in Mystic Circles ever. And before we get to Hannah's favorite part about the night, we have to introduce another heathen joining us. We've been saving you a seat, my friend. It's Tori. All right, Tori, we will get to you.
Hi, guys.
And introductions in a moment. Hannah, what was your favorite part about the hoedown?
I really loved the pink boots. cups for
the collector's sippers.
Yeah, those brought me a lot of joy. Yeah. And the outfits were immaculate, I have to say. Yeah.
People show up and show out to these events.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. Like, it's like Queer Fashion Week of Tucson.
It's like they're yearning for we're all yearning for an opportunity to just put on our like queerest, themedest, most like fun, exciting, sexy, or silly or goofy or wacky, queer and strange outfit.
Yeah. You have to come with your strength.
No spoilies.
In queer terms and of outfit.
All right, Tori.
Hello.
Tori, who are you? I would like your name, which I've already given.
Well, you know, I'm just Tori, the mystic from Monts and Mystic.
Just Tori.
Just Tori. Little Tori over here.
What are your pronouns?
Barbie. She, they.
She, Gorge.
They, she, they, whatever.
She, they, all of whatever. Them.
And what does just Tori do here?
Well, just Tori is, I guess,
pull out the scroll and it just drops to the
there's
floor.
There's like a whole laundry list. How would you like me to begin? No.
House mom.
Just Tori is not just Tori. I'm Tori. I'm the owner of Monts and Mystics, the magical metaphysical shop next door to the Heathenry and the Parlor, and one of the heads of house of Heathen House, and just crazy overall den mom of this collective of queers and fun creatives and magic makers.
Yeah. You had that's definitely who you are.
Yeah.
You had a very particular role to play last night at the hoedown.
I did.
Can you tell us about that?
I run the Back Alley Snack Shack. Back Alley Snack Shack, which is our little renegade food cart out of the back of Monts and Mystics. We served the classic traditional country specialty walking tacos.
Walking tacos.
And if you don't know what a walking taco is, for anybody who doesn't know, it is a bag of Fritos loaded with nacho toppings that you eat with a fork while walking around.
So good.
My mouth is watering.
Yes.
So good.
The way that idea was like formed and manifested and then like created and enacted within like
that was Taurus
48
energy
hours.
Yeah,
that was my stomach.
We were just sitting around, and the idea was like walking tacos would be delicious. And then I said, as I usually do, I can do that.
I can
do that. I can make that happen.
Around here long enough, you'll hear Tori say, I can do that,
or I have done that.
It's like I can fix that.
I can fix
that.
It's,
energy,
it's a very much, you know, hold my crystals. Mm-hmm. Hold my crystal infused water while I do this.
Hold my brew.
Hold my brew.
Hold my brew.
Hold my chamomile.
Scales a ladder 10 feet in the air.
I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna make a request to reshuffle. I'm gonna ask Abel to snuggle up next to Tori on the couch. Because I've heard that we are going to have at least one more person pop in.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, Maria, I have one more thing that I want to just say.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, Dad, what do you have to say?
Thank you. There was one more piece of last night that I think was just pivotal. The night would not have been as gay as it was if it weren't for that piece. And it was the screen printed hankies and bandanas by Planet Gabu that you see me and Maria Elena sporting. I'm literally using mine like I have consumption over here. Like
the in-house hanky code.
Are getting real feral. Here.
Feral. We got real feral. I got real feral at the Heathenry's Hot Gay Summer Hoedown. Just such an amazing thing. We had an in-house hanky code. If you don't
live
know about
screen
the hanky
printing.
Code.
Not only were these live screen printed by Planet Gabu, but all of the hankies and kerchiefs were hand dyed by Planet Gabu earlier that day. So the colors were like actually beautiful and aesthetic, and you wanted them. Yeah, like I wasn't convinced I was going to get one, and then I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf, do you want to explain hanky code a little bit? Or did you guys already explain
I was going to say, if you don't know what hanky code is,
go on our Instagram.
And flagging, one, go on our Instagram, the Heathenry, at the Heathenry on Instagram, and two, a quick Google.
Do some
if you
research.
Are a queer and you don't know hanky code, just learn your history, babe.
And if you're not queer,
get in that queer research mode,
babe. You know, learn yourselves, school yourselves, educate yourselves, you know?
All right. let's introduce our next heathen. And have you said your favorite things yet? Your favorite thing of last night?
My favorite thing of last night, besides like selling out of walking tacos, which was really fun. I feel like everybody's wardrobes were like kicked up a notch. And I'm just really upset at myself for not putting, like I didn't give enough. I've got to really step up my wardrobe game for these because I was not serving enough country. We need but everybody else,
country.
You looked incredible last night, by the way. If I didn't tell
Tori's you. Tori's talking to Abel.
Thank you, Tori.
I know.
For anyone, oh, I know. For anyone who's listening, not I'm on YouTube. Later.
Yeah. Abel looked incredible.
Abel's fit killed it.
Yes.
All right, we're going to have a brief appearance by another heathen before we loop back around. I still haven't introduced myself, but we'll get to that. Save the best for last. All right. So, would our other heathen like to pop in and say hello? I'd love to hear. Oh my gosh. And then we may have another one soon.
Another
like I
heathen
said,
coming.
There's so many heathens. This is going to be a revolving cast, my friends.
There really is a whole cast of characters between these buildings.
Yeah. We cannot do any of these things by ourselves.
The heathen cast is a whole crew.
I don't know if we
crew.
Could.
No. We could.
No, it's a team. It's a network. It's a community. This is a community establishment.
All right.
It's like alternative Full House.
Alternative Aww. Full House. All right, Lydia, can I get, I just spoiled it, but can I get a name, pronouns, and then your favorite part of last night?
Oh, okay. So my name is
Lydia.
And
what you do here? Who are you here?
Who am I?
Who are you?
That's such a broad question.
Who
okay.
Are
so
you?
That's what I said.
I'm Lydia. I own Luna Craft. I am in the loft inside Monson Mystics. I'm here. I'm queer and I'm got wood for you. I do wood burning, pyrography. Pronouns are she, they. And I.
You play a very special role like the night before our big parties.
If you have never come to our karaoke nights, you have to. Again, check out the Instagram because there are stories. It's not often you can go to a karaoke night and see your karaoke jockey ride around on a stick horse on a saddle stool whipping around a microphone.
That did happen.
I don't know who let that happen, but it happened. I think that was
during Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Actually, it was during High Horse.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
The horse song.
It was during High Horse. Yes. Because then I took the horse and I made the horse a high horse. If you like cheesy and you're afraid of doing karaoke in other places, this is the place to mess around with whatever, try out whatever. Like, nobody here is going to make fun of you. This is a safe space. We love making just a fun time to just get to sing and mess around with whatever songs we've got.
It's like karaoke in your best friend's cool living room. It's in a living room. It feels comfortable.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's me.
All right. We're going to reshuffle once again. Because
Before we take off from karaoke real quick, I do just want to acknowledge there's one more pivotal piece of both karaoke and our parties in general. And that's behind the scenes right now of the podcast. And that's our
Everyone
good
look.
Old pal,
DJ Bonbon.
DJ Bonbon.
DJ Bonbon.
Yeah. And then, you know,
and partner
DJ
Darby
Bonbon would not be complete without Darby Hunter Art.
Darby Hunter Art.
Yeah.
At Darby
you,
Hunter
you
Art
love
on Instagram.
Darby's stickers. You love DJ Bonbon's music. So they're behind the scenes right now making this possible. But that's the other piece of all that music stuff.
We would not sound as great as we do without DJ Bonbon.
DJ Bonbon.
And then
the
I
sound master.
Try to brush over your favorite part of the hoedown.
Yeah. Oh, darn, you caught that. I don't want to choose.
Choose.
Just don't say outfits. Everyone said outfits.
Choose.
Which
okay, but those were phenomenal.
Valid.
Yeah,
but
those the cocktails were really good too. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other, or the mocktails were great too.
Okay.
But the outfits were just like,
to drinks, first of all.
Above.
They were phenomenal.
Well, they sold out.
They sold out. And as soon
right
as
quick.
my spouse bought a drink, and Hannah was like, you better buy one now or it's going to be gone. And I was like, oh, haha, I'll be back as soon as my drink. Nope, I missed out.
No.
So I'm glad that I sold a sip. No, honestly, I think my favorite part, and I wasn't even unfortunately here for it because I was next door resetting, but was just the energy. Secondhand, I got to watch Maria Elena took some videos, and I literally started crying just watching all of the queer couples getting to slow dance
in
a Western bar God. That is not like a bar, but like in this space where they are safe to just be who they are and enjoy the energy in the space as a collective. And it was just, I literally just tears started. I'm like, I'm
fine. Was full on crying as I was showing these videos.
Like, look, there's another one.
I understand. I understand why you're crying right now. Amazing.
It was just, it's absolutely beautiful. I think that's probably one of my favorite. Another favorite was probably the roping. That was really cool.
Such a nice touch. Also provided by DJ Bonbon and Darby Hunter Art. Yes. All right. Okay, we're gonna reshuffle. Is anyone wanting to dip out? Not wanting to hang out for the next 15? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop out too.
Thank you so much for popping in.
I love you guys. Don't forget these faces.
Don't worry, we will be back for more.
I'm leaving.
We will be on many more podcasts.
All right. Well, now we have a very, very special heathen popping in.
Extremely.
We just say howdy to do introductions. You can stay on the couch, Abel, because Tori's sitting getting up.
Yeah, oh, I was leaving to pass the microphone. Okay, I'll
take that. It is you. It is you.
It's ye.
And if with this new addition, you will officially be seeing the entire staff at the Heathenry, the parlor.
It's the parlor staff right here.
We're missing a few other additions to the full Heathenry shop team, but right now you have the parlor folks. So
for anyone not watching on YouTube and listening, that is me, your little MC here, who I have not introduced myself. We'll get back around. It's Wolf. It's Carolina, who's going to introduce themselves in a moment. And it's Abel. So, Carolina, can I get your name, your pronouns, and what you do here?
My name is Carolina. I use she, they pronouns. And I am the tattoo artist and co-owner of the Heathenry.
Damn right. Carolina is booked and busy always because her tattoos are so incredible and like beautiful and delicate and done in a queer friendly, femme friendly, gorgeous, gorgeous space that has been so curated by Carolina as well. And that's why you're popping in a teensy bit after the fact, because you're in demand, my friend. Your work is in demand.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks, bud. Thanks. I'm trying. I'm doing the thing.
And also because I had to reschedule this last minute. That's on me.
That was actually,
That was fully on,
it's fine,
on me.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's just a part. And if not to interrupt, but Carolina's art is a big part of the reason that I'm here too. So absolutely just
Carolina's art is a big part of the reason we're all here. Thanks.
Person.
So, hey, yeah. Come on, don't make me blush. All
blush.
So, what was your favorite part of last night, Carolina?
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, I loved all the people doing their fake tattoos in the shitty bathroom in the hallway.
Oh, fake tattoos yeah, in the like, shitty let's bathroom.
If you've been here before, we have a really, I mean, I like to tell people the joke if you've seen the meme of like the every private tattoo studio has one, a murder like alley, a murder whatever. I'm like, we have a murder bathroom. I mean, our bathroom is nice. Crystal, shout out Crystal. Best assistant in the world that makes our bathroom beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the
our
property
bathroom
yeah. scary. And that's where the tattoos were. It was kind of funny because every time I walked past, it was just a bunch of you just like fucking pressing them on each other. Like, you know. And then slow dancing with you, obviously.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, you
forgot
about
that.
That
was a moment. I'm sorry.
Moment? Slow dancing with you. Moment. Oh, I forgot about that.
I can't admit that I was thinking about that all night.
Okay.
That the tattoos were really fun. The little tattoo table. I think it's we have maybe left out the fact that we are in fully a warehouse. Heathen House exists in a warehouse. It might look real vibey and comfy in this little YouTube frame, but it is vibey as hell.
It's
but
a
yeah,
vibey warehouse.
We are in a cool warehouse. There's like a very
complete
tall
with ghost
roof.
Cat.
Ghost cat.
Yeah, dude, I've been seeing the ghosts more.
Ghost mice. Ghosts. Activity on all fronts and in all dimensions has been picking up here lately.
Mm-hmm. Truth. Truth.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So any other like hot takes about the hoedown? What else did we love?
Hoedown hot takes?
It was hot. It was hot. Like
I demand more hoeiness next time, I guess.
Get hoeier.
Yeah, I cannot be the only shirtless one next time.
Ava was the only shirtless person.
Take your shirts off.
That's take your shirts off. You heard it here.
I only had like half a shirt, like a quarter pasties of a shirt
only
on.
Next time.
Yeah, we're having a pasties only party for my birthday.
Pasties only.
It's decided party. Right now.
We'll have a what do they call those? What am I thinking of right now? Oh my god, what is wrong with me? The pants with
good
the
question.
Boots
with the spurs.
God damn, overalls.
Suspenders.
I have an overall. Overalls. Or
overalls party.
Overalls party. Like a real
nothing
like
under your overalls.
Nothing under your overalls.
Over under party. Well, how do we make that?
That even?
Under
I don't know.
Your overalls.
We got a name.
Overalls
everything.
Under overalls over nothing. I don't know. I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll workshop that.
Speaking of things that we're workshopping and thinking, looking towards the future, what are we most excited for that's coming up on the calendar? Whether it's confirmed or it's a little dream or hope you have in your heart.
Confirmed or denied.
Or something you as an individual business is doing. You have a cool flash event coming up, Carolina, don't you?
Oh, yeah. On Saturday, Adrian from Out West is going to be here tattooing with me all day. We're doing some springtime spring flash, even though it hit 100 degrees. There's going to be flowers for you flower bitches.
Well, what's the date on
that's
that?
That's very summer Arizona.
The date is May 25th. We're starting at 11 a.m. We're going to have some sign-up sheets here. We're going to post about it hopefully by Wednesday. Adrian, if you see this, Wednesday, man, Wednesday. And yeah, that's on Saturday.
Carolina, what's your Instagram handle?
Oh, Carolina.Olivia. Like the state, but with a K.
At the end of that day, too, if you come here, you get some flash tattoos, and you're not done, we have a mini market. We have our little first microburst market is happening this Saturday, 5:25. So that'll be in Heathen House. You'll be able to pop out there and do some shopping. Some local makers, right?
Yeah,
right? That's happening.
That's right. 10 local makers.
10 local makers.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to have a series of these microburst markets, and they're going to be different vendors and different things to see, something to keep you busy in the summer, right, when it's hot.
That's right. We got to find ways to cool down and get hot here in the desert in the summer.
We had a lot of fun with our Western party last night. Do you want to have more Western parties?
Yes.
If you want to have more Western parties, let us know, please. Shout out in the comments or if that's a thing.
The comments.
Like and subscribe right now. Tell us that you want to get hoed down.
Send me a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, sure. I only accept requests by carrier pigeon now. Yeah. This is me telling you.
Friends, I haven't introduced myself.
Oh my freaking god!
Hey,
who are you? Who are you?
No, who am I? Good
where
question.
Where did you come from?
Who am I? I'll let you tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Can you imagine
I
if we
knew
were
I was
all like,
see the panic in your eyes.
We're all like, how could we describe you?
How
indescribable!
I am indescribable. My name is Maria Elena. On the internet, I am Persephonic 777. I use she/her pronouns. I am the producer of this podcast and the ones that are yet to come. I am a tarot reader and teacher. I have a studio space here that I work out of. I'm also a licensed massage therapist. I specialize in craniosacral therapy, so I do a lot of work with the trauma healing and helping people feel calm because, wow, is that hard to do in this day and age? Oh my gosh.
It's almost like we're all collectively traumatized.
Almost. It's almost like that.
Late stage capitalism.
Weird. But gosh, has it been so personally healing to get together with folks who have similar values and visions and just bring some freaking joy. And I just noticed the cowboy hat on Scrunkle.
Oh, there's cowboy hats on everything.
Little cowboy hats everywhere.
Cowboy hats. Shout out to Adrian of Rare Gift Curio Co. All right, who you will be meeting soon.
Yes.
Me and my buddy Adrian, we're going to be telling you all about all the weirdest shit you ever thought you didn't know you wanted to know. But last night, I gave Adrian a bowl full of miniature cowboy hats and said, go free. And so if
there's
you
so
come in the shop,
put
soon,
hats on here.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Hi-ho silver is what I said. and they went feral. So if you come in anytime soon, you'll see little hats on things. It's real cute. Skrunkles has got a hat.
Yeah, the bison's got a hat on each horn.
Got a hat. Oh, that's so good.
I think that's one of the things that I'm most excited about upcoming is just getting more of these really cool podcasts out, because we have so many funky niche interests. I'm excited for you and Adrian's for sure.
Oh, that one's gonna be a lot of fun.
What are you excited about upcoming, Wolf?
We have the next big thing I really want to let everybody know is this thing we call Queer and Strange. Can you read it on my shirt?
What does that say for the viewers at home?
Queer and Strange. That's me. That's what we are. That's
I thought
what
we already are. Introduced you, Wolf.
Oh, fuck. I mean, beep.
I think you can swear on this. Swear. That's fine.
Good. Okay. Anyways, Queer and Strange. That's what we all are. Queer and Strange was the very first event that we put on at Heathen House. It was our very first market. It was our very first, like, let's throw a party and see if people come. And you came.
It was like my second
we
market
all
ever.
Came. It was so fun.
And like, what, 1,000 other
people? 1,000 people came. The gays show up. And we love you for that. So we're doing it again. 1 year later, Queer and Strange is back. It's going to be a market for local queer oddities and other, you know, off the normal beaten path makers. It's also going to have probably food trucks and music and dancing and mocktails and a drag show. And it's all going to raise money for a great nonprofit as yet to announce.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
Pride Month.
This is our Pride Market, our Pride event.
I'm so excited
Queer
for
and
that.
Strange.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
We're
Queer
still
and Strange,
in May,
our Gemini season. We will also be celebrating somebody's birthday.
Birthday. Yeah, we got a couple more birthdays coming up. All of y'all
Carolina's
are kind of
birthday's
falling
coming up. Yes. Abel's birthday is coming up. We got a lot of birthdays in the house.
Rose's birthday is coming up.
Gemini's in the house.
So that means we do right here have a Taurus, a Cancer, and a Gemini in this order.
Tell us.
Chaos. I don't know. Maybe we're just filling out the whole zodiac.
Oh. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's fun.
That'd be fun.
Sequentially.
One of each. We'll collect them all.
And then the Antichrist will be born.
Oh, what?
And then the Antichrist will be born? All right. You heard it here first, folks. The prophecy has been uttered.
Carolina, did you already say what you're excited for?
I mean, I talked about Adrian's event. What
else is happening? Your birthday is coming up.
I guess, yeah. I mean, is it exciting after your 30?
But your party.
Yes, are you serious? You're still wallowing in your early 30s? 30's great.
I mean,
we gotta get away from
30's it, girl.
I don't know what the party's gonna be. Maybe there's gonna be a pool. There's gonna be a pool.
There's gonna be a pool.
We're gonna celebrate you regardless of whatever is going on.
It's gonna be a hot, wet Carolina summer, according to Tori.
I'm pushing for a wet t-shirt contest.
So, actually, don't come shirtless.
Wear a white t-shirt.
Don't worry, we'll post about it.
Not an opaque t-shirt.
A white
t-shirt.
Abel, what are you most excited about? Besides the wet t-shirt contest.
Well, outside of the wet t-shirt contest, I actually am like really excited for Carolina's party, and that's gonna be on the 22nd of June.
Details to be confirmed.
Details to be confirmed.
Everything to be
most likely
flying by the seat of my pants.
We're not plugging anything.
I'm really excited to look like a lifeguard during that party. I may or may not wear a white shirt. It might not be fair for me to compete, so we'll see.
It never is.
We'll see. Outside of that, I am really excited for Queer and Strange, especially because of the fundraiser that Maria, Elena, and Wolf mentioned. The reason that it's not decided yet is because we are about to start taking interest from local drag queens, a lot of whom run in personal circles of mine, have been great friends of mine, and co-artists and people who have really inspired me a lot in my time in Tucson that we're going to invite to come into the space. And we're letting them input some of the LGBTQ plus charities that they would like to see profits go to. And so collectively, we're going to take in all of their entries. We're going to kind of talk about some of our own. But the reason that that's not decided is because we want to make sure that the people who are helping raise those funds are also the people who get to decide where that money is going to go.
Yep.
So I'm really excited about that. And we're celebrating my birthday during that. So that's really
birthday,
cool.
Yeah. Birthday. Woo.
Yes.
Well, all this amazing. Has been
all wonderful things.
Incredible, friends. Yes, do any of the heathens in the room down. Have any last notes they'd like to send us off with? Any last things you want to say?
I'm just so happy. I love all y'all so much. This is so good.
Don't forget about us this summer. It's about to be hot as butts.
Listen,
we are not going to let you forget about us this summer.
If you're bored and you're hot, just come be bored and hot here. You'll be less bored.
There's so many couches.
You'll be just as hot, probably hotter.
But less bored.
Less bored.
All right. Everything we do is flying by the seat of our pants, so I don't know when the next episode's going to be, but it'll be coming up. So keep an eye out for that. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube. We are going to put video episodes up on our YouTube, youtube.com/@ the Heathen Cast. Follow us on Instagram at the Heathen Cast. And you should be able to find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. At this point, we're on Spotify, we're on Amazon.
You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Crazy.
Wow. Remember when it like a couple years ago, we just rented a couple rooms in the warehouse.
Yeah. I know. We've come so far. Look what we did.
We've come so far.
We've gone so far.
Mic drop. Just kidding. I won't drop.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay, cut us off, Albert. Cut us off.
All right. Bye, friends. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Thank you.